Alright, so here we go.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're recording this way later than we should have, which, well, than we did last time. Last time we got the rapid reactions, I thought it was okay. This time we'll have more muted reactions because it's been a couple days due to birthdays and migraines to both of us.
Yes.
One of each to both of us, actually. Alright. So we kicked off NXT this week with Lio Rush defeating Drew Gulak to become the new NXT Cruiserweight Champion. I think it's awesome that the Cruiserweights are in NXT. I got really excited when I heard that they were doing that.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see if they might change the belt so it doesn't like reflect the 205 color and if they're gonna do anything about it.
Yeah, the
But
purple.
Lio Rush has been
I
forgiven.
don't know. Liz was telling me about it. It's not really like he just didn't want to be hazed.
He didn't he it's pretty much like when you're
That
an
doesn't seem like
intern.
that bad of a mistake. Or bad, like, whatever, dude. Don't haze him. He's a grown man.
He like it's kind of like being an intern, go get coffee and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But he was doing it against Mark Henry, who can literally just sit on him and
Well,
destroy
yeah, but he's just still a grown ass man. Like, what are you gonna do? Assault him?
Well, like everybody went through before him, so what makes him different? So, but
Anyway,
I get the point behind it.
yeah, so Lio Rush is now our new Cruiserweight champion, and we'll see where that goes. Hopefully, they do get a new belt, because I've never liked that belt. And I'm glad that they actually have NXT's creative behind them now.
And cool how he got the belt too because Regal came down to put it on him, but then Drew Gulak took it off of him and
Oh,
looked at it and then handed it to him,
yeah. Yeah, it
making
looked like
sure
he
he
was gonna
deserved
fight him
it.
for a
I was
second.
like, that's awesome.
It looked like Leo's face was like, oh, come on,
Come on,
man.
what else do I gotta do?
Come on, I got it fair and square. Alright, and then we had Aaliyah tried to survive versus Rhea Ripley, and she did not do a very good job.
Wait, who called
Yeah.
that
Well, you just said. As soon as they're walking out, oh, she was gonna get jobbed out. And I was like, I don't know, we've been seeing like a lot of Aaliyah. She looked better last time we saw her. Nope. The match was like GIF length. Like, you could literally GIF the entire match.
It's like if Rhea went to the gym and did like a 10 set real quick and just
Yeah,
that
she could have just done that. Like, that was her cardio warm up, actually.
it.
Ended up with her getting her like in a figure four leg lock, a standing figure four leg lock, swinging her around, pancake slamming her, and then keeping her in that same lock until she actually tapped out. That was a great finish, but damn, it was so fast. Just disrespectful to Aaliyah. But I mean, it made real. It did its purpose for Rhea, so it was really good.
Even like Vanessa Bourne, who's her friend, like, I'm not getting in that ring to help
Yeah,
you, Zara.
sorry. You gotta take this ass whooping. You shouldn't have picked that fight. I told you not to. So then we got after that, Forgotten Sons defeating Breezango.
Which is bullshit.
And you hated this. Yeah, apparently we didn't forget about the Forgotten Sons. They're still here. Jackson Ryker gets involved at the end of the match, ties up Tyler Breeze, I think.
Think so.
And then Fandango went over the ropes to try and hit him.
But he got knocked out.
Then he got knocked out by the other tag team partner. Then they both threw him in. I don't even like know their names. Like, I don't know. It's
Well,
just, I just don't feel
the Forgotten Sons remind me of kind of the Nebulizer in the Men in Black in the original movies.
them.
It's like, I don't remember, but then if you see them, they come back all like, oh, okay, I know who you are.
I've seen you wrestle before. I mean, Riker looks like a beast, but like that's all that I really can
He's the
say.
only one that lets them win. Like,
But even then, like his matches, like nothing's impressed me so far. But that's because there's so the bar's so high on this show.
is he still better than your favorite wrestler? What's his name? Kona Reeves?
Conor Reeves, yeah. Yeah. I'm not gonna get into Conor Reeves right now. I don't have the time or the effort to Conor Reeves right now. Then we got Cameron Grimes stomping Boa with the assist from Killian Dain,
Just
who,
like wrecked
well,
Boa.
he's coming out, so Cameron Grimes used the distraction and then came up, stomped him like he did in that first match we saw him, pin Boa real quick and then bounced. And then
He
Killian
made sure to
Dain,
grab his hat Indiana
yeah,
style.
looked like he was gonna get his ass kicked for the hat, but then he got away. And Killian Dain just Vader bombed the hell out of Boa, took him over to the announce table and said, "This is just the beginning,"
Yeah.
something like that. So apparently, Killian Dain's here to stay. I like his new look. and those Vader bombs look awesome.
Yeah.
So
It's kind of scary seeing somebody that huge just dropping like that in a
yeah,
bar.
right. Be able to do like drop kicks and stuff
Oh,
for whatever it
yeah.
is. Yeah, their big man division is crazy good. Including Boa, because Boa's a pretty big guy. We've talked about him jobbing out to all these guys before too. Here he is. Who called that one? All right, so then we had a match between, it wasn't for the belt, but between Roderick Strong and Isaiah Swerve Scott. I had never heard of that dude before. The match was
Swerve.
really good. Swerve was running around, jumping, landing his kicks and his different flips and stuff like that. And Roderick Strong was making him look really good.
Yeah, I'm glad he didn't get jumped out like a leaf.
Yeah. Is this the first that we've heard of him, or has he been on here before?
I don't remember him unless he changed his name recently.
Okay.
But like Roderick Strong gets a win because his buddies come out.
Because Isaiah Scott was a rookie and got distracted. Yeah, I know. And then
Know.
Roderick Strong
It's like
landed the
these three
best
other people
finisher and then the
show
best submission move.
up.
Yeah, I know. He still tapped. He didn't even like roll him up and surprise him. Isaiah Scott tapped. And Roderick Strong then gets embarrassed by Velveteen Dream, who showed up in the reinforced balcony. They finally put some bolts over that one, so the announce team is no longer in danger.
I don't care about the announce team, it's the wrestlers that
they knock off, or he shows the Photoshop picture of Roderick Strong without the belt. And
Teeny tiny.
we can move on from there, I guess. After that, Tommaso Ciampa comes
Comes
out and
out.
scares the hell out of Adam Cole just by his presence.
He heard the song kick on and he backed out.
And then we were hoping Street Profits came out, but we found out later why they didn't come out.
Yeah. And then I was actually hoping Finn Balor was gonna show up too,
Yeah.
just but we'll see about that later on.
Yeah, that would have been cool too. We'll see
Man,
where they're gonna go with any of
put the
those
fear into these guys.
guys. I'm back too, guys. Then we also had Bianca Belair and Dakota Kai. I really like this match for both of them, actually. Like, Dakota Kai looked really strong. Bianca looked like she was taking her for granted, and then realized, oh crap, I could lose this match because this girl keeps kicking the hell out of me. And then she ends up just beating her down and calling out Shayna. Oh, Rhea
You
called out
called out
Shayna. We
Shayna.
didn't mention that. Right after her match with her stomp of Aaliyah, she called out Shayna and said that Shayna's never beat, taps, napped, or snapped her. So she's calling her out. Bianca Belair, after defeating Dakota Kai, after messing with her food for a little while, finally decides to beat Dakota Kai and then says Rhea Ripley's out of line. She's the next in line. So if we get a three-way between these two women, that would be insane.
Or a number one contenders match between
That would
Bianca and Rhea.
also be really crazy. But yeah, I feel like that's how they would screw Bianca. Bianca needs another shot at that title.
I like a triple threat at a takeover would be really
Yeah,
nice.
that's what I'm saying. That would be great. All of them are really awesome to watch, and it would be really cool to see like the three of them go at it. And then we had Walter and Kushida. And I mean, it's not surprising. They were really good, but yeah, I'm surprised this match was on TV, basically.
Also, I like how NXT let it go past the 2-hour time limit until they
Yeah.
had a definite winner.
So that's 2 weeks in a row that they did that.
But Kushida like showed up, especially towards the end, and did a DDT off the rope with Walter. I was like, your back, dude, is gonna be frying.
Just squashing himself with this huge person. And then he got him in the hoverboard lock. And I really thought he was going to get him for a little while because they were in that lock for a long time.
Yeah.
But Walter ultimately gets to the ropes because he's such a huge dude.
He realized, oh, I'm tall too on
Yeah,
the
let me just pivot real
ground.
quick. And then he does that missile drop kick, power bombs him. Not enough. Picks him up, clotheslines him because she is dead. Walter takes off with his belt.
And he flies back to the UK.
Yeah, so Kushida's undisputed or undefeated streak is over. Maybe Kushida goes overseas and beats Walter and takes his.
That'd be kind of cool.
That'd be
And then it'd
pretty
be
cool.
a UK takeover.
Yeah, I would enjoy that. All right, so let's take a break here. after that, we're going to talk about AEW. All right, first of all, getting back into it, AEW has been really good 2 weeks in a row now, I want to say outright. But I also want to say I'm so glad that we're doing these two shows. Like, I don't want to get into it because I don't want to be that kind of fan. But, man, I have just not been happy with the main product. And I'm just really glad that we're sticking to these shows, basically. Like, we decided long ago we were sticking to these shows. I just want to throw that out there.
Yeah, I don't know. I love NXT. And, yes, AEW has been doing great the past 2 weeks. But lately when I've gotten a replay, like, I critique it a little bit more. Yeah. But, yeah, I'm really glad we're only doing these two shows. And they're on the same day.
Yeah, that's the hard part. But, I mean, it's just, like, wrestling overload for, like, 2 hours, but it's amazing.
Like, good wrestling, actual wrestling with storylines that lead somewhere, which yeah. is great.
I mean, NXT has that too. Like, they're both really
good. Oh, no,
good.
I mean, both, yeah.
They're like, they're just both, like, it's one and two, and then it's, like, it's crazy that it's these two, and then it's the other guys that have been doing it way longer. I mean, at least I think in terms of product, but whatever. They don't have retired UFC fighters and homophobic boxers on their roster.
Oh, that's true.
So, anyway, AEW Dynamite started off this week with the first round, right, of the Tag Team Championship Tournament?
Yeah.
Okay. Young Bucks, Nick and Matt Jackson fought Private Party?
Party.
All right. The names are Isaiah Cassidy and Mark Quinn?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
getting used to these guys. I don't know most of these people.
Their entrance was really cool because they were. If you kind of know the Street Profits, it's kind of like that. But their entrance, they had like a bouncer with a rope, and he like lifted it up and let him in, and they fist bumped the bouncer, and he smiled and let him into the walkway to the ring. And I was like, that's a nice little touch.
Yeah, that was really cool. I didn't see that the first time around. I saw it like on the replay, and I was like, oh my god, that's amazing.
So, after the entrance and everything, they hit the ring, and chaos ensues.
Yeah, that match was so good. I mean, it's not a surprise. They're the best tag team in the world. Like, it was really fun.
Typically, in any other promotion, the creators, the owners, whatever, would try to put themselves over.
Yeah.
But the Young Bucks not only showed how amazing they are, but they showed how great Private Party is too. And I didn't know much about them. You didn't know much about them.
No.
But they, oh man, it kind of wish I was sitting ringside with those whole. It was fantastic.
I did see
Super Kick Party.
Yeah. I did see the highlights on Being the Elite from their last indie match with them. And that was how I knew that they were going to fight each other at some point. Like, they were going to fight each other at some point on TV. Yeah, it was just really good. That spot where he ran, where was it, Nick? Or it was Matt that ran up the ramp with one of the dudes and then powerbombed him on the floor. That was amazing. I really
was
that.
Like,
yeah. I mean, it's so easy for them to just, like, do it all these fat. Like, at least even, they can only just do it for, like, a month and then people will just remember them as being that promotion that, like, puts themselves over. And so it's just so funny to see them, like, pander as much as they are right now. But I was surprised that they, like, I was surprised that they didn't get further into this tournament.
And like, then they're out right away.
Yeah, they were out
in
the first
round. But they did
it
in such a great way.
Yeah, putting Private Party over is really good. Like, they're super good. They're super charismatic. They're just like Street Pro. I mean, the comparison is really easy because they're the same kind of like party crew.
If they had red cups when they ran into the crowd after they won, I'd be like, "What's going on here?"
Yeah, right. Wait, they let you guys out?
You got dual contracts?
Yeah, because we hadn't seen them before other than that. Or yeah, I mean, other than that one like real quick clip on Being the Elite. And then after that is actually, this is probably of the two shows my favorite part, just sentimentally because I love Chris Jericho, but that promo that they cut with the Inner Circle, introducing him with Jake Hager, Sammy Guevara, Santana, and Ortiz, was amazing. I really loved that promo.
Oh man, when he like starts bringing up the ratings and how big the opening was,
because of me,
and he's all because of me, He's like, you're welcome.
Yeah. Jericho's the best heel, dude.
He keeps reinventing himself, like, and it's always great. The thing is, he's the painmaker now.
Is it?
Yeah. I was like, all right. I didn't hear him call himself. I was like, that. I still call you the Ayatollah of rock and roll.
That's awesome, though. I mean, it was also another pandering line from them where the We the People thing, where he's like, the people sucks and it's dead and buried. It was a stupid idea from bad creative and that's all gone. And it's just like, oh, come on. Like,
and yeah, he's like, and that's a shoot. And I was like, oh, damn.
Yeah. It was just so like, this is obviously what everybody wants, so just give it to them. But I mean, it played out fine, so whatever. He had that crowd, he didn't have a ball in his hand. Then we got Jimmy Havoc versus Darby Allin for the number one contendership, right?
Yes. To face Chris Jericho, actually, this coming week.
Yeah.
And
Pac didn't come out for this. He was out later, right?
Oh, no, he came out to the announce table.
But it wasn't for this match, was it?
Yes, it was for this match, I believe.
Okay, because I thought I remember him complaining that he wasn't in the number one contender.
Correct, because of his losses. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have any losses, is the thing, is what he was saying.
But yeah, he was complaining that he wasn't part of this contender match, but these two were allowed to, which was strange.
Yeah.
But it was. I enjoyed the match. I'm a Darby Allin fan. From the moment I saw, it was like the first pay-per-view from with I was like, this kid's weird, and he says he's half dead and half alive. I can play with this. Like,
okay, so I didn't really like follow much of his character. I saw the match, and that was about it. I need to pay more attention. This is just getting used to these characters that I still am buying in right now.
Yeah, Jimmy Havoc is like, kind of like old school ECW from the UK.
Okay.
So yeah, if there's like an extreme match, he's gonna snap somebody with a bat or something.
Okay.
But Darby Allin is, he's really agile. He looks squirmy, but his one move that I think is awesome, but he can never really land it, is the coffin drop.
But he did this time.
He did this time to win. But it like, he's just a giant log falling, but he doesn't know how to aim it because he doesn't know where his opponent is.
Because he just jumps backwards. Yep. He just looks like he's lying in a coffin. And he jumps on the person, but looking like backwards, blind on them, and just falls basically.
And when he misses, though, it's like, oh, your head bounced a little too much.
You're scaring me, stop it. Yeah, I saw there was a clip where he had fought Cody, and they showed him doing it, like, on the side of the apron. I was like, damn. Yeah. And then I asked you during the match, like, was that his finisher?
Yeah.
Because it looked crazy, and you're like, yeah, he could never land it. I was like, oh, he just did right now. You're like, what? He landed, like, he looked away or something like that. Yeah, I was actually really impressed with both of these guys. Like, had never seen them before, but I want to see more of them. So, yeah, especially now that he's half dead, half alive.
Yeah, that's his face paint is the skeleton on the left.
That's funny. Like, that's not just like a sting thing. It's actually like part of his character.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, we still haven't seen Luchasaurus, so we'll see. See where this like craziness goes, because we'll get into it a little later, but it's getting pretty ridiculous already. And then we had the women's match for this week from AEW, and it was Bay, right?
Yeah, Bay Priestley.
Bay or B?
I say Bay because that's how it was pronounced most of the time in all the pay per views, or B Priestley, but I don't know.
All right,
I say Bay.
Bay Priestley and Emi Sakura versus Riho and Britt Baker. And I don't know that I agree with this. I think they're just trying to get Riho out there because she's the champion. But Britt Baker and Bay, like, their rivalry from the last pay-per-view is basically all I care about in the women's division right now.
Yeah, especially because Britt Baker lost her chance for the number one contendership due to Bay.
Yeah, and, like, they had already... They were in that... what's it called? That Rumble together? Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were, like, going at it right away. I think one of... Britt Baker was already in the ring when Bay came out, or the other way around?
They were. She was already in the ring, and Bay came out.
Yeah, and then
but they were in there forever.
Yeah, she ran up the ring and didn't even let her get in. Ran up the ramp, didn't even let her get in the ring. Like, they started fighting right away, and that was like what. That was everything that I cared about in that.
Yeah, because you're like, afterwards. Okay, there's something going on here.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In that Battle Royal, like, that was the storyline that I cared about. And so they didn't need the other two people to be there. I think they just really wanted to parade their champion around.
Also, did the belt look bigger now?
It did to me.
Because I rewatched it and I was like, that's not the same size belt.
I don't think so, because she put that same belt on her head like as a tiara and it looked smaller on her too, but I don't know. I think we should be belt truthers because that definitely looked bigger. They heard the feedback and they were like, sorry, Jericho, we gotta take out some of these plates to cash them in for an upgrade to the women's belt. He's like, you son of a bitch.
This is like, that's fine, a little bit of the
They got him drunk first and then they do it. And then I actually didn't see this segment, but Best Friends came out and they did a spot where they highlighted Orange Cassidy or something like that. Is he the dude that wrestles with his hands in his pockets?
Yes,
Okay.
but I was trying to, there was a movie or a game that I remember that a character was like that, but it's up my head right now, so.
He just wears the jeans, jean jacket, jean pants, sunglasses, and wrestles with his hands in
In
his
his
pockets.
pocket,
Runs with his hands in his pockets, flips with his hands in his pockets,
take hits,
takes
yeah.
bumps with his hands in his pockets. It's awesome.
There was a little kid ringside that looked exactly like him, so he went up to him and took like a selfie with him, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that. That was funny. Okay, so then we had Sean Spears, the chairman, come out. And he had a match with Moxley, with John Moxley.
Yes.
Okay. That was a pretty good match. I was actually like wondering when he was going to come out because I know he was such a big fan favorite in NXT, but by the time we started watching it, he wasn't really featured that much anymore. Then he got moved up to the main roster, got featured like in two matches in like 2 years, and then finally got his release. He's been here for a little while. I haven't seen any of the pay-per-views with him, so I was anxious to see him again. I liked the match. I thought it was like good for what it was. It was pretty entertaining. He actually was playing like a really good heel, I thought, which we didn't see before because he was super babyface in WWE.
Yeah, the most I saw Sean Spears is when he cracked Cody over the
Yeah.
head and split it open.
With that
And then
unprotected
I was
shield,
like,
they all
who's
got in
this? And
trouble
they're like,
for it.
oh, he was with WWE. And I was like, where?
Yeah. So you never saw him in WWE, right?
No.
Yeah,
I
he
knew that
was.
you guys told me his character was like perfect 10 or
Yeah, he was
something.
a rare sight. He actually had a really cool vest. I think it was really cool. It was either really cool or it looked really chaffa. I don't remember. It was one of the two. Yeah, that was that. It was enjoyable.
Did you like Moxley a little more this time, or
No. I mean, I'm
uh-huh?
just not a Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose, Jon Moxley fan, like, and I don't know that I like the new gear. Is that what he's been wrestling in? Just the shorts?
That's the first time I've seen him in shorts. So the other stuff that I've seen him in, he's just dressed up with this vest and jeans and like I whoop somebody's ass.
Okay. Yeah, he's just not. I'm just not like one of the guys that I like. I mean, I don't like dislike him or anything like that. It's also, I can see where he's good. Like, he's always worked really well, but he's just not a dude that I'm. He's not one of my dudes.
Yeah, I actually liked, I got to see more of Sean Spears in this one, but he was all right, but I preferred again. I like Moxley. I'm
Yeah.
good with it. This is gonna be like another Aleister Black type of situation.
Yeah. I'll go to sleep while you can talk about Moxley whenever you want to. But no, actually, he's actually like entertaining. I don't mind watching his matches. Like I said, he's not like one where I can. I guess he's not one that I don't get it because I do get his appeal. He's just not one of the guys that like I'm particularly into.
I just like that he's like his character is supposed to be erratic, and he's like that even in his matches when he's wrestling. Like some people are like, oh, it's my character, but then when they wrestle, they just focus on the wrestling. But he incorporates it still. So I'm like, oh, someone should give him a pill to calm down. Like he's gonna go crazy.
I mean, that spot when they came out in the first week and put Kenny Omega through that table was amazing.
Yeah.
So I want to see more of them because after that match, after Moxley, I was gonna say Dean, pinched Sean Spears. Kenny Omega came out
The
and
cleaner.
was holding a barbed wire bat and a barbed wire broom. I didn't even see what the other one was at first, but he tosses the bat to Moxley and then pulls up the broom, and I'm like, "What the hell? Like, this is an ECW. You can't just put barbed wire on everything around here." But he did it. But then Pac actually came out and knocked out Omega with the steel chair, and Moxley actually looked like he was gonna beat the crap out of him for it. So Pac was like, "Ah, all right. I mean, I left him there for you." Walked away, and then that was when we went to commercial.
I like this whole setup between the three. I just feel really bad for for Omega because he's the greatest wrestler in the world currently, but he's putting everybody above him. And I just can't wait till he just like snaps and goes after
If we
everybody. One
can.
winged angel for all you fools.
You still haven't seen him do it, have you?
No.
That's crazy. Yeah, I've only seen him hit it a couple times too. But yeah, I'm picturing a triple threat between Kenny, Pac, and Moxley. And that's insane. Like, especially if you do.
And then you go throw Jericho in at the end and mess
No, not even. Like, just
it
the three of them, because they're so different in styles. Like, Pac's super high flying. Kenny has some of that, but he's a lot of like just brutality and like running and jumping, like speed stuff. And then Mox is like the opposite of that. He's just like brute force. So the three of them could actually put on like a really interesting match together because they're all so good too.
and just like knock each other out.
Yeah, it would be really fun. Like for them to have like a false count anywhere or like a no DQ match would be insane.
Oh, that'd be really good.
Yeah, especially like after what's been going on with them, I feel like they could do that really easily at the next pay-per-view or pay-per-view after that, because I think they're all booked already for the next pay-per-view.
Yeah.
That's what's kind of weird to me about AEW is like they have this match booked out so far with Jericho and Cody, but Jericho is also defending the belt in between now and then. So like say Jericho loses to Darby?
Yeah.
I was trying to remember which one won.
Then it would be Darby that would be taking the
Yeah,
match, yeah.
right? Okay. But I mean, and they haven't really like said that. They didn't like it doesn't say like Jericho or a champion. It says Jericho or against Cody. So yeah, it's just kind of weird, like different things, I guess, that isn't the same way that I'm used to them doing it.
I think now that probably since they're on air and they're showing it can like weekly going forward after Full Gear, then it'll be like how we're used to with it. Oh, this is a match because of this, and it sets it up for this pay-per-view.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense, I guess, because they had to announce like probably two going into TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, anyways, then we got the main event, and it was Dustin Rhodes versus and Adam Page versus Sammy Guevara and Chris Jericho.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean that I really just kind of want to get into the finish because they were fighting a lot. I mean the match was good. They're all three re or four really good wrestlers. Well, I think three really good wrestlers. I'm not a fan of Adam Page at all. He is the Aleister Black of AEW for me because I just do not
You don't get his gimmick,
get
you
it
don't get
at all. It's just like JBL. It's blonde JBL is what it is, and JBL sucked, and JBL sucks. Like for everything that I know as a person, he sucks, and he sucked in the ring. Like he did nothing for me, and he was super lame. And that's what Adam Page is to me.
And for a second, I thought you were gonna say like Dustin, but then I was like, no, I remember you don't like Hangman Page.
No, we're not gonna go down that road. Judas Effect and Jericho won the match,
Yes.
but then after that, they started beating the crap out of him, right?
Yes.
They started beating up Page and Rhodes, and lights went out. Cody shows up, standing in the ring. He starts fighting them. Ortiz and Santana jump in. They start beating up Cody. Then MJF comes in. And this is where I kind of lost it because my audio kept going and I was texting you at this time and I was like, "Oh, MJF is joining them." And I was even thinking like going I
Was
was even thinking going into this. So my again, another complaint about the TNT app froze right when he entered the ring and I recognized who it was and saw that Cody was getting like held up
wait,
to get beat. And I was like, "Oh my God, this dude is joining them for real!" Like this, they already are doing the NWO. Like they're just jumping right into the middle of the NWO storyline. But no, that's not what happened. He ended up staying with AEW and his friend Cody, and
loyalty.
turned on, decided to hit Jericho or whatever
Yeah.
he did. But
And then
then
he gets
yeah,
laid out.
then the Young Bucks came out, and then everybody all started fighting. They're all running away. And freaking Darby Allin comes down the entrance ramp on a skateboard, punches Jericho or something like that, and then jumps off a skateboard and hits him
Hits
with
with
the
the
skateboard.
skateboard.
And then he jumps in the ring with the good guys, and then all of the inner circles like backtracking. We get our first Jericho screaming, "You son of a bitch!" to somebody.
I'll see you next week,
Yeah,
Alan.
you say that. I'll see you, Cody, at this at what's the
Full
pay-per-view?
gear.
At Full Gear, and I'll see you next week, Allin. And it'll be your funeral or whatever, but yeah, we got our first son of a bitch this season,
Son
so we got to keep a running tally of those because that's
of
Jericho's, that's
Should
prime
we get a
Jericho.
tally
Oh
going?
man, I like I'll put stickers on the computer here for each one, each son of a bitch we get, like the helmet on a football team. It's so like ridiculous and over the top. The dude rode his skateboard and then hit somebody with it. Like, it's already so just 90s, and I don't want to say it's not better than NXT. It's different, but it's so fun, and at least for now, I really like this show.
Yeah, it's having this and NXT at the same time is great.
Yeah.
Especially how the other two main shows are like, I have no idea what's going on.
Like, Joyless? It's just like a cash grab now? Like,
it's like, I know you're on different networks and you just got your $1 billion contracts for each network, but like, what are you guys doing?
Yeah, like, you got something to prove, but like, you could also, there's a reason you got all this money. Anyway, we're not gonna get into that.
Yeah.
Because these two are so fun. Do we want to do like a who we thought won the week, or do we want to give it some time before we start?
We'll give it some time.
Okay,
because I think we should also do that after a rewatch, because
okay,
the first week we all agreed AEW, but on my rewatch I gave it to NXT.
Yeah, that was actually what I wanted to bring up, because you did say that when we were talking about it. I still think it was AEW, just for, like, for the production value. It was more my personal taste, but I mean, as far as in-ring talent, NXT is still better to me, but I'm still not sure if it's because I'm biased, because I know these characters and I've been following them for so long, and I don't know AEWs as well.
And it also depends on the medium that you're watching it, because if you watch it live, you're going to have the errors, and then if you're watching it on the different companies' apps, one app is way better than the other one, because after the rewatch, NXT seems so much better than the limited commercial interruptions.
Yeah, I mean, even if the matches are cut up, it definitely feels better. But you still get all the ads when you're watching it on TNT.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is, but both shows are really good. I'm super happy watching them. Like, this is premier professional wrestling right now. I mean, that's it for those two. I actually wanted to talk for a second, because I thought it'd be funny with the draft going on, if we cross-booked a pay-per-view between these two.
Okay.
So I figured we could do 3 to 5 matches.
Okay.
We'll just workshop it together.
We'll
save the main event for last. Start off with a tag team match. It's got to be Young Bucks.
Well, of course, it has to be the Young Bucks.
Okay.
Actually, I wouldn't mind if it was a triple threat, because you would have Young Bucks and Pentagon Jr. and his brother. They would, but from NXT, the group that I would want is not there anymore.
Street Profits. Yeah. Yeah, that was what we didn't actually get to. So Street Profits are gone. Another one bites the dust. They go to be... I mean, I don't want to say they're going to be misused on Raw, but they're probably going to be misused on Raw. They are the host, is what AJ said something tonight, which does not bode well for them in ring, and they're so good that we're going to miss out on a lot of Street Profits stuff. But anyway.
I'm going to say we'll just book them with the Street Profits before the draft, because I want to see the Young Bucks do their crazy super kicks against Street Profits and the Lucha Brothers, but also the holds the Lucha Brothers can do, but I want to see Montez Ford fly over both of them and take them out. Because that just man that, looks like he's jumping from 40 feet when he's on the top rope.
That dude's vertical leap is insane. So a triple threat between Pentagon, Lucha Brothers? Okay. Young Bucks and
the Street Profits.
Street Profits. No Undisputed?
No. The reason is because O'Reilly Auto Parts probably needs to be fixed or something.
No Brazenga?
No. That I'm going to hold off for another thing, because I would like that for something else, but that would be for a future date.
Yeah, right. I see, that's fine. That sounds like a good match. We'll watch that.
Just because I want to see them just...
Any stipulations?
TLC.
It doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be, but it'd be entertaining just to see what they do.
Alright. That sounds alright. I'd like that. I'm thinking Rio and was Sakura her tag team partner in that pay-per-view like three pay-per-views ago? Where it was like a three women or six women tag team match?
I can't remember because there was another wrestler and I can't
Yeah.
remember her name.
Yeah, that was the one that my wife says is annoying. Well, anyway, because I like Sakura because she is it's
It
Sakura.
was Sakura and Rio.
She's her what's it called? Freddie Mercury costume and gimmick is amazing. I thought it was just like a one-time thing, but if
No,
it's an
it's
every if
awesome.
it's an all-time thing, awesome. I want to see them and Rio or her and Rio versus Kabuki Warriors.
Oh, okay. That'd be kind of cool.
Actually, you could even bring in the one that my wife says is annoying, and put
And Eddie.
Adia. Oh no, but we can't do that because the Kabuki Warriors are on the main roster.
Yep.
Damn, so okay, that doesn't work. Let's do. Can we do NXT UK?
I see why not, because some of them have been like, what is it, wild carding over to the regular
Nah, I don't want to
NXT.
do that because we're not. We don't talk about NXT UK on here. So let's do. We'll do a women's match next. And see, I don't know the women that well on there. Let's do Rio. I guess just Rio versus Shayna and champion versus champion.
Oh, that would be well, yeah, that would be good.
Because then you
I
can
think
get.
Shayna would destroy Rio.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But I'd like to see the match with them. I mean, like, we thought Rio was. Or we thought she was going to destroy Io, and Io stood a chance.
Oh, I okay,
Kairi's beat her before.
we're okay, so we'll do that match. That'd be good. Any stipulations on that one?
No.
Okay. Cause I believe that we should have one more women's match, and I just thought of it now. So it should be Bay Priestley and is it Sakura or with Rhea. So we have Rhea and then you have Bianca Belair. Because you have them, they can't get along together.
Or what? So yeah, instead of doing that, you put Bay and Britt Baker versus Rhea and Bianca.
Bianca.
That
That
would be cool
would.
because eventually, like you know, it's just gonna tear apart and they're just gonna fight their own tag team partners.
So that would be good to see.
Yeah, I would actually really enjoy that. That would be very entertaining. So that's three matches. You want to do two more?
Yeah. It would.
I think if I can go for a sec,
Yeah, go ahead.
Cody versus Gargano. One on one.
Really? I didn't even think you were gonna do that.
One on one. They're both the faces of their companies.
It's true. That didn't even cross my head because I wouldn't think you would go for Gargano. That's
Yeah.
actually a really good
I like
match.
all of his matches. I think that would be really good.
That would be a really good match.
And then the main event that I was thinking, and you can X-nay it or agree with it or we can work it out, but Kenny Omega versus Chris Jericho versus Adam Cole versus Tommaso
Be still my heart.
Ciampa. Ladder match. Well, no, because it can't really be a ladder match because they are like they wouldn't be fighting for the same belt. I would just think like these four factions, Tommaso re representing NXT, being represented in one match, but a stipulate. I guess because they would
Oh,
really
you
be
could
no DQ
do.
because there's four of them, so it'd be no DQ.
Yeah, it'd be
But
no
it
DQ.
inherently be no DQ. So I guess that's it. That's it.
Okay, because I was gonna say you can do no DQ, 2 out of 3.
Nah.
That way, like, you know for sure.
Nah. Because you know between all of them, they would have just a ton of false finishes. So we don't even need to go into like three matches of false finishes. But yeah. I mean, I don't know if you would like that or not.
That's a perfect ending for me. If we added a six match or if we had like a preview match, I'd probably do Velveteen Dream versus Dustin Rhodes.
Oh, that would be really good, actually.
I was like, oh come on, now you have androgynous versus androgynous. Oh my
Would
god.
be so good. I mean, you could even team up Velveteen and Gargano versus the Rhodes Brothers, but like, it would just be throwing too many people into a
Yeah.
match because they're such big characters themselves. But I like that match a lot, actually. That's really good.
Oh man, that Cody. I know you broke that chair with the hammer and it's Triple H, but you guys can talk it out.
It's never gonna happen.
It can happen in international waters.
It's never gonna happen. All right, we need to get out of here. We actually haven't gone too far considering we were just fantasy booking and recap two shows.
Yeah, and oh, remember to bask in his glory, match
Oh
number
yeah, that's
four
what I was
this
gonna
coming
say.
Wednesday.
So we got that match coming up. We got Jericho versus Darby Allin, which is sure to be a good fight. Anything else that we know of?
Baszler's wrestling somebody this week.
Is she?
Yeah, and Tommaso Ciampa's wrestling.
Oh, he's wrestling Nappy
And
Angel
Angel.
Garza. Yes, I'm excited for that match. Oh, we forgot about that Ciampa and Angel Garza backstage, because this is the number one podcast of Angel Garza news, apparently, because that dude is amazing.
By the way, you guys can't see it, but when Joseph remembered about Angel Garza, he did like the people's like eyebrow, like it went up.
Oh man, I'm beaming now. I was starting to drag, but oh, I love Garza so much. And seeing him in a match with Gargano, Gargano's gonna stomp him probably, but it's
Oh,
gonna
you
be
mean
really fun.
Ciampa?
Oh yeah, Ciampa, that's what I meant. It's gonna be really fun. I am really looking forward to that. I think it was really funny. He was hitting on Queen Kathy, and then what's his face just laid him out. She's like, "What did he say?" I don't
Oh
know.
Daddy's home.
Yeah, that is insane still. But yeah, that was the shows, I guess. We will figure out how we're gonna start doing recording.
What, 2 weeks?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Because I do agree that we should probably take like a day, at least maybe. Yeah, sorry that we don't have like a definitive schedule, but at least we're getting it out before Wednesday.
Yeah. We
To
try, we try.
the 5 people other than us that are listening to this. All right, cool. Bye.
Bye.